This is your Polycast for Friday, January 13th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Al Franken makes up his mind on Jeff Sessions, and the state Senate passes health insurance rebates. Senator Al Franken told MSNBC this morning that he plans to vote against Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. Franken questioned Sessions earlier this week at confirmation hearings held by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Earlier this week, he told us he was undecided, not anymore.
I'm going to vote against Senator Sessions. I just don't feel comfortable that he would protect all Americans' rights.
Franken says he's skeptical that Sessions will act independently of the president-elect. Franken has also been critical of Donald Trump's foreign policy positions. Sessions is a Republican senator from Alabama. The Minnesota Senate has passed legislation to align the state tax code to recent federal changes. Lawmakers voted 66-0 yesterday, sending the bill to Governor Dayton. The House passed the bill unanimously last week. It would provide $21 million in tax relief to about 220 Minnesotans. Republican Senator Roger Chamberlain of Lino Lakes, the chair of the Senate Tax Committee, said the bill is the first phase of relief and reform planned this session.
What this will essentially do is conform to federal tax law. So we will smooth out the filing process for a lot of Minnesotans, avoid the hassle of a lot of paperwork, and start to issue tax refunds to a lot of Minnesotans.
Senate Democrats tried unsuccessfully to add more tax cuts to the bill, including the tax bill that Governor Dayton vetoed last spring. The state Senate has passed a $450 million health insurance plan. It provides premium discounts for some people who buy health insurance on the open market, and it starts to make structural changes in the individual health insurance market. But there are still questions about how fast the money could get to people who need it and whether the broader changes in the bill passed yesterday have had enough review. Brian Baxt has the story.
Only one Senate Democrat joined the 34 majority Republicans to pass the bill. It's Senate File 1, a symbol that it's the top GOP priority of the young session. Chief sponsor, Senator Michelle Benson of Ham Lake, explained why.
We are in a crisis in healthcare in Minnesota.
That crisis has played out in the way about 5% of the state's residents buy their health insurance. They don't get it through an employer or a government program. They buy it directly from insurers or through the state-run marketplace called MinSure. Health insurers have been pulling back from that individual market. That means monthly rates have gone way up and choices have gone down. Some people have lost access to their regular doctors. The bill's main feature is a 25% rebate on monthly premiums for more than 100,000 insurance buyers. But Benson says stopping there would be a mistake.
We're looking at spending $300 million, and I don't really look forward to telling Minnesotans we failed to stabilize this market. I don't want to come back next year and have to ask for more premium relief because we fail to make changes for the 2018 market.
Benson's bill would create a pool of money for people in acute situations, for instance, far along in pregnancy or coping with a terminal illness, to cover out-of-network care costs. Democrats are generally on board with that, but they're leery of other changes. One would allow for-profit insurers into a market that's long been the exclusive domain of nonprofit health plans. Another would establish what's called a reinsurance program to set up a secondary coverage system to shield insurers from carrying the full burden of very expensive claims. The reinsurance program would consume $150 million of Minnesota surplus. DFL Governor Mark Dayton isn't yet ready to sign off on such a program. And Senate Democrats, including Tony Laurie of Carrick, say its inclusion in the rebate bill will put that relief in jeopardy at a time consumers are trying to beat a 2017 coverage sign-up deadline.
These things take time. We owe it to the people of Minnesota to put this premium subsidy out in a way that they can understand and a way that they can make their choices in the next couple of weeks so that we can stabilize the 2017 marketplace.
The premium plan Republicans have devised also differs from Dayton's plan. The governor would route that money through insurers and provide it to anybody who doesn't qualify for federal tax subsidies. Republicans want the rebates to be income-based, so relief wouldn't go to people earning above a certain amount. Their argument is those people can afford more expensive plans, and the rebate should go to people with less money. In their bill, a state agency would have the job of writing the checks. Administration officials say it would cost up to $20 million to devise a system to verify income and possibly delay aid for up to a year. DFL Senator Ron Latz of St. Louis Park says that's unacceptable.
It is raining on Minnesotans, the 5% who are part of this individual market. And I don't think those persons want to wait until next January or February to stop the rain and pump out the basements that are flooding.
Republican Senator Scott Jensen, a doctor from Chaska, touted the GOP plan as going beyond a simple fix to start rescuing an ailing insurance system.
I don't think the urgency is to specifically get checks into people's hands, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months. If we don't elevate the problem to the level of our interest, and all we do is just throw money at it, that's just a Band-Aid, and that's not what I'm hearing from my patients.
Senator Melissa Franson of Edina was the only Democrat to side with Republicans on the 35-31 vote. The House expects to vote next week on a slightly different proposal, meaning additional negotiations will be needed before a bill reaches Governor Dayton. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday the 13th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. Have a great weekend. I'll see you again here next week.